This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John, you said that this could be a legitimizing win for people. We want to talk to naysayers. Okay, I get it. The White Sox didn't do it for you. Beating the Yankees, does that do it for you? What is it going to take to legitimize this team if you're a naysayer?
Well, okay, more time is what they're going to say. Okay, so is it one win.
Is it 40 games? Is it division games? Is it deadline? What's it going to take for you to legitimize what's going on here? It's only 10 games. What's it going to take?
I don't necessarily know that I can put a time frame on it, but it's going to be consistency. Are they consistently in games? Are they consistently scoring runs? Now, at some point this year, they're going to be shut out. But to this point, they haven't been. And that's been something that we've talked about all the time in the previous years is, oh, here's shutout number one. Here's shutout number two. How many shutouts are they going to have this year?
How many games were they one or two or fewer runs last year?
Right. Yeah. And it's, okay, Skubal's on the mound today. What type of run support do they give Tarek Skubal? Because last time out, Seattle, they only gave him two. And so now he's back on the mound. Are they going to be able to give him some more run support? Because yesterday it was Rodon. Like, he's a good pitcher, really good pitcher. And now what are they going to do to give Skubal, to give Flaherty some of that run support? And if they can be consistent in continuing to flood the base paths, and that's where I talk about consistency. It's not just, yes, they need to be consistent winners. That's obvious. But if they can be consistent at flooding the base paths and be better, or at least have a higher percentage of knocking those runners in scoring position in, then that's where I'm going to look. And okay, they've got two more against New York. Then they've got a six-game road trip. What do they look like against the Twins, who have not started the season off good? Are they still a team that goes in there expecting to win? Because I think this team expects to win now. They're not going to win 162. They can't, but they're not going to win all the time. But I think going into games with the mentality that, yeah, we should be in this game, we should give ourselves a chance, whether it's in the ninth, it's in the eighth, it's in the first.
You're talking about the brand of baseball they play and seeing that consistently.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to wins. The month of April, we highlighted, really end March, a brutal start. A lot of playoff baseball teams with winning records from a year ago, legitimate tests for a team that's missing Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling, and we were really struggling to see the offense. If they get through April with a winning record, I think that tells you a lot about this baseball team, right? Because they still have, to your point, road trips coming up. They're going to play the Padres, and they're going to play the Orioles, and they're going to play Houston, who I know they beat in the playoffs last year, but that's at least a competitive series at the end of the month.
Four against Kansas City at home.
Sure. If they have a winning record at the end of April, I think that legitimizes what's going on here, because you know there's more reinforcements coming. And if they have a winning record this month, I would venture to say it's because this Casey Mize thing is a thing. This Spencer Torkelson thing is a thing. Javi Baez. I'm whispering it. Maybe a thing.
Javier Baez.
Yes.
I mean, if he's going to be a legitimate baseball player this year, don't we have to?
We say like, with hesitation.
He's going to be a brand new person. So yeah, we don't know Javier Baez anymore. We know Javier Baez.
248-539-9797.
He's a different person.
I like Javier Baez. That Javi guy, would, my blood would boil. But
I'll take
Baez,
more Javier Baez.
I tell you, he puts bat on ball. He makes plays in the field. He's even in center field, this new Javier Baez. If Javier Baez is here at the end of the month, and Torque's legit, and Mize is legit, and they have a winning record, they're legit at that point. Yeah. So if you're a naysayer, we want to hear from you. Healthy skepticism in baseball, I understand. What's it going to take? 248-539-9797. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to mix in the Red Wings. Are you checked out or holding out hope? They have a season-defining, pivotal elimination contest tonight in Montreal. What other buzzwords can we use? So must-win game.
They technically are still
alive. They win tonight. We can bump back with Pearl Jam all day.
It's better when you say it.
There's a little bit of dead in the voice. Alive. 248-539-9797.
That'll make me believe it.
I don't know that I believe it. Okay, the texter says, if they're playing like this in June, I'll buy in. If they buy at the deadline and show they're serious about building a competent baseball team, then I'll buy in. But until then, I'll be skeptical about what they're doing.
Okay, that's fine. I was skeptical all the way up until, I don't know, end of September.
Yeah. Some ticket texters, they loved the yodeling.
Yeah, that was pretty special. Well done, Greg.
Pure genius. Texter says, if those two are real, they can win 80 games instead of 75 like I thought they would. Dream bigger.
Mm-hmm.
If Torque and Mize are there, I go from, what did I say, 82? I think they could flirt with 90 if those guys are real.
That's
a division
on
crown.
The table.
Yeah.
On the table.
Yeah, now to go further, they need more, which is why that texter says, show me in June, show me you're buying, show me you're serious, you're putting some chips on the table, and I'm not going all in, but you got a good farm system. Are you willing to add if this team's legitimately in first place and in contention for more? Texter says, the Tigers look like they're picking up right where they left off last year. The Dodgers opening series sweep was still a close series. Add a productive Mize and Torque, I like the team a lot, and even Javi's hitting right now. Craig in Livonia.
That's Javier.
Sorry. No faith in Torque. We always talk about how baseball reverses back to finding the mean. I'm not sure. It won't be long. He'll go Brennan Bosch on us one season with a positive war.
I 100% get that. It's been a long 3 years. It's been an absolute roller coaster with more valleys than peaks. Way more valleys.
Naysayers, we got the lines open, 248-539-9797. It's only 10 games. What do you need to see for this team to feel legit?
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.